medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Medium Ghetto Podcast with your host, Jamar. Yeah, I just scooped up and just made a noise. And today we got Britt here. What's
hey.
Up, Britt?
Woo, 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 woo.
Listen, if you hear any cheer sounds, she got the good cheer. I'm not moving.
You got the risky one?
Yeah, it's the risky jaw.
Yeah, I'm not moving a muscle. I'm going to stay exactly where I am.
Thank God. But today we're going to be talking about girl code, and I got questions for. I got a lot of really good questions.
I can't wait to answer them because I feel like this is such an important topic.
Because I don't know, I think it's a little bit cap because what I've been seeing.
Ooh,
we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how much is cap. But first of all, new updates. So now we have a website. So the mediumghettopodcast.com is a new website, and let's talk about features.
You're able
to listen to podcasts on that new website. Additionally, clearly, by the way, I'm so sorry the last episode was a little choppy at first. I updated it on Apple Podcasts, so by the time you listen to this, it will be great. It will be clear. It will be less bumpy. So all the you can go straight to the website, mediumghettopodcast.com. You can also hit the contact menu, and you can write us questions now. I'm working on voice clips as well. Write us some questions. You can throw a couple would you rathers. We also have YouTube, the Medium Ghetto channel. We will have drink reviews soon. We will have
shows. A drink review?
Yes, we're doing. I'm actually recording that tomorrow.
What? Why I'm not going to be on it? Why you ain't invite me to that
it's
one?
It's going to be at 7:30. If you want to come, let me know.
All right. Hopefully, we'll be back by then. I feel like we'll be rained.
We'll
be completely rained on and rained out by then.
I'm guessing. And this drink review, we're drinking ready the canned cocktail. So we're trying to do some of the new sodas and stuff like that. We're gonna review it, put it on the channel.
That sounds like somewhere I need to be.
We're gonna have a lot of samples. We're gonna get really lit. I might forget to press record, but hopefully I do. We need one sober.
Somebody
person.
Will remind you.
All right, bet. So with that being said, make sure you check out the YouTube channel, Medium Ghetto channel. It is dope. Subscribers will get the latest news. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about some of the top rules. Girl code rules. If it's cap or no cap. I don't know much about girl code. And after reading a little bit about girl code, I feel like we've been, as guys, we'd be asking y'all to break the girl code while noticing y'all breaking the girl code.
I mean, you're going to learn today. Right. Today is the perfect day to learn about girl code. So pull up the seats if you would like to get educated. Today is definitely the perfect day.
I got an icebreaker, though.
Let's go.
I've been hearing this a lot lately. Icebreaker. Mm-hmm. Do women talk about everything? And I'm a little nervous about this.
I don't think women talk about everything to everybody, but mm-hmm. we do have that select friend or that select friend group who we do tell everything to. Like, I have one person for a fact that I tell everything to. She knows everything. Everything. Mm. And then like my core like female friends, they know majority of everything. It's not too much that they don't know. But my one friend, well, my cousin or whatever, I tell her everything because I know she's not going to judge me. We just be delusional together. We just be delusional together. We tell each other our secrets together because we know we just going to support each other. We going to cuss each other out. We going to call each other stupid. But we'll still, we going to ride. You know, whereas though anybody else, they'll be like, I'm sick of hearing about this shit. Like, I'm tired. Like, you know. And sometimes you go back and forth a little bit in certain situations.
That's some dumb shit.
Yeah, and people don't.
It is, but I did it.
Yeah, and people don't want to hear that all the time. So you gotta have a friend that doesn't mind your bullshit. Essentially,
so it's like part of your bullshit she's okay with. So she's not gonna judge you, but
she is gonna keep it real with me. So say for instance I'm doing something that she doesn't agree with. She's gonna tell me about myself and then she'll be like, but you know I support you. At the end of the day, you know I support you, but you know that shit is stupid. She will let me know. So, That's good. You need a friend like that, though, because I feel like as human beings, we don't always make the best decisions. And sometimes we are living in, like, la-la land. And we just need somebody to just be supportive. Like, don't tell me I'm doing something wrong. Like, let me be delusional for a little bit. I'm a come back because, you know, I ain't stupid. But, you know, I'm just having a moment.
So what are y'all be talking about? What are some subjects?
We talk about everything. We talk about everything. But, of course, you know, it's a lot about men specifically. Definitely a lot of things about men. It's a lot of male stories. Because, you know what, we can talk freely. We can talk candidly. So, without judgment. So, yeah. It's a lot of that talk.
You know, I was thinking about dating somebody, right? And then her friend, I know the friend, the person of I was dating, she was like, yeah, this kind of person is going to tell everything. I was just like, all right, I'm a very recluse person. It's not that I'm shy, but it's like I'm very, very private.
Yeah.
So anything like sexual, I don't want her to be talking that, like,
I don't feel like, okay, so that's a good point right there. So this is like part of girl code. So whereas me and my cousin, we do talk a lot about like men and standing third. If it's somebody that I'm taking serious or somebody that I feel like I see a future with or whatever the case may be, like I'm not going to tell her about us sexually because honestly, I just feel like people get curious. Like people are naturally curious or whatever the case may be. You don't want to tell somebody how good it is. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you take them personal. Or whatever, but if they a hoe, you treat them like a hoe.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. You drag the name through the mud a little bit.
Yeah, you know. You tell them all the bad qualities about them and what wasn't great. But if that's somebody you could see being your man and y'all are like dating on like a level where y'all trying to be together, nah, you keep him personal. You keep him to yourself.
All right, I was scared for a second. I'd be like, oh, shit.
No. Because then some things are off limits.
You hang out with their friends.
And yeah, then they kind of side you. Yeah, because they know shit about you. Yeah, no. We're not doing that. No, I take you personal at that point. I'm not
like, yo, I heard you. They're like, yo, is that Jamar with the stroke?
Shut up. I'm like, but no, that's real shit. Because if you telling them, they know. They know.
I'm like, man.
That's true. This is true. That's why you do got to be careful what you tell your girlfriends. Not to say your girlfriend's going to go, you know, mess with your man. But at the same time, you don't even want to put any idea out there. You don't want to build no curiosity.
I got another one, though.
I don't know.
I'll be seeing these on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. They'd be like, yo, when you show your man, the guy you like to, like, your girlfriend, and they're like, are you okay? Because he got all bad pictures or something like that.
It's so funny because I just put something up on my story recently about this. So me and three of my friends or whatever, we have like a little group chat together and we talk about guys a lot. And we don't all have the same type. So somebody will drop something in a group chat and be like, so what you think about him? And we'll be like, I don't know. But so, see, like my one friend, she a comedian. She be like, he look like he's still... Like then one bit somebody be like, he look like he don't take care of his kids. Like they just start talking shit. Like so like my friends, they funny. But yeah, we all have different types, so sometimes it's hard to like I feel like just as a female in general, if you and your friends don't have the same type, it's gonna be hard for them to see where you come from. They have to be universally good looking. Like, so for the majority of people find them good looking for them to find them good looking. But if they medium ugly, only you might find them good looking.
Only you.
Yeah, only you. Only you might find them good looking. Because, you know, people got types. Some people like light skin. Some people like dark skin. Some people cool with short.
I want the ears. Are you still like a high supremacist?
What you mean?
You be like...
What you mean?
So I'm like 5'11", right? And people be like, oh yeah, if it ain't 6 foot, I'm not interested. I'm like, nigga, that's an inch.
I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so let me just be honest. I am a tall... I'm tall for a female. I'm tall for a female. I'm 5'7". I'm almost 5'8". peripheral. Mike 5'7" 3/4". I am. So I'm basically 5'8". You know what I'm saying? So I'm a tall female, like for a female. So I like a tall man. I'm not going to lie, because I like throwing heels on. So like if I go out or whatever, I want to put on a heel. I don't want to be taller than my nigga. Like, I'm sorry. So you can't be 5'9". You can't be 5'6". You damn sure can't be below 5'6". So it's just like, yeah, I don't even like if you're my height, you're not even going to get the time of day. And I know it's fucked up. I know it's fucked up. But
you're supposed to be a short nigga somewhere, though.
I can't. And it's a shame, though, because the short dudes, they be with the tall girls. They be ready to climb the tree. They be with it. But me personally, for me in my house, you got to be tall. I prefer, I'm not going to lie, if I had it my way, I would prefer like 6'2", 6'3". Like, I got to like look up. I like this shit. I'm not going to lie. So if you like 6'2", 6'3", that's like... But that's hard. That's hard to find.
No, it's not. It's a lot of tall people out here.
It's a lot of tall people out here, but like tall and my type.
What is that? What is your type? So is it like beyond physical?
My type is so specific that I feel like I'm probably going to be single for the rest of my life.
It's okay to be
So somebody told me one time, they was like, your type is too narrow. Like, you need to widen it. Or whatever, so that way you had more options. But I like them tall, not gonna lie. So that person saying, 5'11 cool though. 5'11 not drawing. 5'11 and up. I feel like 5'11 and up. So we'll go with it. That's safe. I do like dark skin. I'm not gonna lie. Like the blacker. I don't know what it is about a black man with nice teeth. All your teeth. Because, you know, you got to be specific. But if you have all your teeth and they're straight and they're nice and you're black and you're tall, that's just physical. So we're just talking about physical.
That's it?
Yeah, tall, black. Right, tall, black.
All right, throw nice like two teeth. Traits of non-physical.
Non-physical, you have to be emotionally intelligent. And self-aware. I feel like self-aware and emotionally intelligent go hand in hand. So we're going to say those together. You have to be self-aware and emotionally intelligent. And you have to be romantic. Like, I can't be the only one carrying the romance in the relationship. Because I'm the type of person, like, I'll be like, yo, I picked us some food. Like, we about to go on a picnic. Like, get dressed. Like, I feel like I be the nigga sometimes. Like, get dressed. Like, we going out. Because I'm so, like, I be ready to go. I be ready to go. And I feel like it doesn't take a lot of money to have a good time. So, it's like, you go for a walk. You go for a bike ride. You could, you know what I mean?
I would look at you like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, I'm the type, we going to lay that blanket out in the grass, grab some Uno, grab a little bottle of wine, and catch a vibe. Bring the Bluetooth speaker. Like, that is a free date.
That is a free date.
That's a free date. You probably was going to eat anyway, cook something anyway. Just bring that shit with you. So, yeah, romantic. You got to be romantic. You got to be romantic. You got to be thoughtful. Thoughtful.
I got to follow up. So, you don't think that type of guy got pretty, may have pretty privilege?
What you mean?
Like, all right, so you know how some girls, they just always been... that girl, you know what I mean?
Right.
Always pretty privileges.
Right.
And it's a point in time where they kind of just, because they do the minimums because some people will take it because they're pretty.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that because I actually be saying that to my friends. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. But I feel like any guy that I felt like was extremely attractive had like the most boring personality. Mm-hmm. Like they were not, like I felt like I had more fun with men who don't pose as like universally attractive. They weren't ugly, but they weren't universally attractive, if that makes sense. So, like, the guys that I felt like were, like, fine, it was like the personality was just meh. And it was like, and it's kind of, don't do that, because Cab, I knew it, I like a Cab. But I really feel like it's kind of what you said, like, because they're handsome or because they're universally good looking to a lot of people, they haven't had to try hard or do enough or do a lot, because women are basically like falling at their feet, I guess. So it's just like, you don't really have the personality to match. And like, I'm sorry, you gotta be equally yoked when it comes to me, because I'm like a high energy, like, you don't have to be high energy, but you definitely gotta like roll with me. You gotta roll with me. So it's like, if you just blah and like, yeah, I look good, it's like, oh, okay. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't care how good you look. I don't care. If you don't have the personality, I don't care. Like, I'm not letting that slide just because you look good. Like, no, you can go ahead. Go find somebody who's cool with just your looks. It's simple. Simple math.
There you go. So, that's what I was thinking, like, tall people. Because beyond, like, I was growing up, right? All my friends was either the nerds or the hoes. Mm. Like, my cousins and my closest friends, I always hung up was the whole niggas.
Damn, that cousin was the hoes.
Yeah, my cousins was the hoes. So I seen it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I was more so, I'm more introverted, so I just stayed in the crib, and I was like, do I gotta talk to y'all people? Do I gotta go to the club with y'all? I was a person that was like, yo, come to the club. I'm like, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, and it's club. Like, you don't ever want to feel like you being dragged.
Yeah, I went, though. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yo, I won. Side
every day I went in.
Shout out to my whole cousin. So my whole cousin, this is what this man did. He know who he is. I hope he listens to this.
I about to say, don't say his name.
I love him to death.
He might still be hoeing. Don't say his name. Don't put him out there.
He is. This man, right? It was a really dark-skinned, beautiful girl, right? And me and my friends was like, yo, why she ain't smiling none of her pictures? Guess what?
The teeth was fucked up.
She had none.
What you mean, none?
She had none. Like, no teeth.
Not
she
one.
She had one, not one.
But I feel like you can tell when people don't got no teeth, because it'd be like gummy. It'd be like,
nah, she has hit that joint well, so I'm proud of her.
First of all, how old are you that you don't got no teeth?
It was like 18, bro.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
It was like a tragic accident, so I felt bad about it. But I was like, cool. A tragic no teeth accident.
I'm so sorry. Now it was a tragic accident. So if it was an accident, why she ain't had no teeth? Why didn't they get replaced?
I don't know.
Where's the dentures?
All these questions I was too young to ask. All right.
Oh, you know what? Maybe they didn't have the technology like they do now.
You saying we're old? That's crazy. But well, we're going to go to each question. I'm going to ask you, is we going to figure out if it's a cap or not?
Let's
when
go.
When have you seen someone break it? Can you justify breaking it? First one, we're going to roll these out.
Let's roll them.
Don't hate on girls you don't know. There's nothing more annoying than hearing something some girl said about you.
That is true. However, let me give a very, very brief exception. We're going to keep it moving. The exception is, I feel like men sometimes bring the very ugly out of women at times, because when they do grimy shit, and let's just say you fucking with me, and then all of a sudden I find out you fucking with her. Now I want to see, like, what do she got that I don't got? Because you cheated on me or whatever the case may be. So then now, if you're this type of female, I haven't experienced this, but if you're this type of female, now you're going to go look at the girl. And then it's like, this bitch ugly as shit. So it's like, in turn, like, whatever you're going through with this man is causing you to put down this woman, where you probably would have never done that because you don't know her. You know what I'm saying? But now she ugly. Now you don't like the way her ponytail laid. Now you don't like the shoes she got on. When that's things you would never have cared about if it wasn't for her fucking with whoever you thought your man was. So I feel like that's the only exception to the rule when girls are very nasty to each other. But if you're a woman, you do know that when we go out and we get lit and we meet up in the bathroom,
That's why y'all be taking so damn long.
We be in there making all the friends in the world. Like, women are not unnecessarily nasty to other women. Mm-hmm. We do not do that. Like, we have like an unspoken camaraderie between each other. The only time women, I feel like, are nasty to each other is over a man. It's over a man. But I digress. We just gonna let that sit in the atmosphere. Let people think about it.
All right, next one. Wait, I think I got a follow-up question for that. Mm-hmm. You know what? I digress. All right, number two. Be honest with your girlfriend. Asks how she looks. So do y'all be... This is my thing. I be seeing on the book a lot, right? Me as a man, from my man perspective, they be like, this girl who don't look traditionally beautiful, mm-hmm, might look beautiful with somebody in the world. Mm-hmm. Y'all, they throw up a picture, and you like, and in my guy perspective, I'm like, damn, I wish she took that. Damn. But y'all like, damn, sis, slay that.
So, damn. I will say that if you're my friend, because a lot of my friends will ask me, like, if we're going out, a lot of my friends will ask me, like, do this look cute? Do that look cute? And I'm honest with my friends, because I'm not about to have you out here looking crazy. I'm not. However, I feel like it's a fine line between your friend looking crazy and you trying to give your friend confidence, mm-hmm, that she may not have had with what she has on. So if my friend is wearing something that she wouldn't typically wear, but it may not look the greatest, but it does look cute, or I feel like she could finesse it, then I'm a bigger rep, because it's just like, this is something out of your comfort zone, but let me help you gain the confidence to step out in something that's different from what you would typically do. So that is that might be what you're witnessing, mm-hmm, whatever. Like, so it may be a situation where the girl was wearing something that she wouldn't normally wear, or she was doing something she wouldn't normally do. But as a female, we looked at that, like, look at her being confident. Look at her stepping out her comfort zone. Look at her, you know, trying something different or whatever. That's that camaraderie I'm talking about.
That's dope. Because, like, you remember that summer where everybody was wearing the green wrestling outfits?
I like to go on record to say I never wear that shit. I just want to say it. Just in case.
Third. Rescue any girl you see getting hit on by a creep. Is it any girl or just your friends?
No, just my close friends. I'm not rescuing no random. And I'm not going to lie. Like, now, what I will do for you, sis, I will call the police. But I'm not intervening, because a lot of times women don't leave. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want her turning on you because you're trying to help her. You know what I'm saying? And now she feel like you threatening him. So, domestics is something I will never get involved in unless it's one of my close family members or one of my close friends. But if it's somebody I see in the street, sis, I will call 911. I got you with the 911 phone call.
And them creeps be creeping.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we was at the, what party was we at just this weekend? Last weekend.
Oh, Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, International Belt. All right, creep alert. This is
International
creep alert.
Bounce.
Creep story, guys. Creep story. Listen
oh,
up,
Lord.
Listen
who
up.
Is being a creep?
So, some weird dude that came out of nowhere looking like Birdman coming through the bathroom door. Like that. So,
yo, now he was looking like Birdman.
I went away from y'all for a second. I had to go. I was like, yo, I've been holding this joint in for a minute. I wanted to make sure I found Brian so he could help me get in to skip the lines. Everybody was like, who's this dude get skipping the lines? I had a whole Super Mario shirt on. I was like, this nerd skipping lines, right?
So, what line did you skip?
I skipped the whole line to the festival. I literally jumped straight in.
Oh, so did I. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one who did it. I went right to the front. They gave me a wristband. It was crazy because they was talking about cutting the line off. And I was like, oh, let me get in here. And then I told T and A, I was like, they with me too. But yeah, I walked right to the front too. I don't understand, like, it was like no protocol for who could walk to the front. It was like they were just letting us do it.
Yeah, so like I took advantage of it. They knew me because I was a vendor at one point. So I was like, yo, what's up, bro? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get here. I was like, all right, bet. I didn't show no RSVP or nothing.
Me either.
But let's get straight to it. So I walk into I left them in the middle of the crowd. They was in the middle of the mosh pit. It was people everywhere. I left them go to the bathroom. So I went in the bathroom. First of all, I went in the bathroom. The ladies' bathroom's on the left. The ones, the men's on the right. I hit the right in the men's bathroom. I look over to the urinals. I see three women.
So in the men's?
So red flag, my sirens.
What y'all doing in here?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Like, you normally do that when it's like nobody around, not when it's like a crowd full of people.
And they was just like,
what was they crazy doing?
Trying to go use the bathroom because the other one was
being used. I was paid. They must have had to go-go.
Yeah, they go-go. And I went in there. So I went to a urinal. I got a shy bladder, yo. I can't do this shit.
Not a
and
shy
then
bladder.
The girl was like, oh, the girl was like, what's up, handsome? I was like, I didn't say shit. I ignored the shit out of them. I was like, all right, let me make sure they don't say nothing.
That was making you nervous.
It was making me nervous. I couldn't pee.
That was the fuck.
So that's why I was like, I can't pee.
Shit, that gonna stop me from peeing.
And I was like, right, let me leave out this joint. And she was like, all I heard was, my cat stink. And I was like,
I'm so sorry.
I was just like, hey,
what?
Yo. And this is what I'm going through in the bathroom. And I was just like, damn. At this point, I didn't get a drink at all at the festival because I had to leave because I needed to go. So I was fully sober.
Did you go?
I had to go to like an after party or something like that.
Okay. I was going to say, you definitely got up out of there.
I was like, come over to the after party. I was like, yo, I got to go. Because someone was like, yo, you make sure you go there. I was only supposed to be there for an hour. I didn't know you was actually there.
Child, I wish I would have had a babysitter a little longer because I definitely would have went to somebody after party.
It was fun.
I ended up running to Brian afterwards. He was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going home.
I actually was in that car.
Was you? Yeah. Oh.
Congratulations. I was creeping back. But with the creeps, I'm leaving the bathroom, right? And I see this guy come out of nowhere just rubbing his hands like Birdman. And he's like, oh, what y'all trying to do in there? And I just walk out the bathroom.
But then I think she's trying to understand why her cats stink. That's what she was
and
doing.
And trying to get more tissue too. And I was just like, that is a creep. That is the person you got to keep away from your girls. Lucky three girls in there that they just trying to wait for a chance. Like, how thirsty are you to wait for a chance at a
block
party?
He's the definition of why women said that they would feel uncomfortable about it being like a unisex bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He's the definition of that. I'm not going to lie.
Yo, my man said,
ew.
I said, not. And he was like, just came in. Like
the rubbing of the hands would have immediately turned me off. I would have been like, absolutely not.
This is a
creep. I would have been like, girl, come on. We got to go. We got to get out of here. It's getting dangerous.
It's getting creepy, this y'all.
It's getting dangerous.
Well, I came back to you. But that was a creep. That's the first time I seen it. And I just felt bad.
Yeah.
By the way, I never used the bathroom.
That bathroom was kind of ghetto. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, this ghetto is bad for
I ever. Thought I was in a third world country. I ain't going to lie to you. All
right, now on to the next one, right? Exes, siblings, and close friends are off limits unless you get permission.
They off limits, period. I don't care about no permission. Unless somebody die, and that's, God forbid. Unless somebody dies, they're off limits. Like, I'm just not going to lust and want to be with anybody that my friend or my family was with. That's just me. I can't speak for anybody else. But me personally, like, once you've been with them, I don't want them.
That's true.
I don't want them. No. They now, you have stamped them. There's plenty of niggas out here. I do not have to be with your ex nigga. I'm okay.
He's not the one.
He ain't the one.
He wasn't the one for her, but she's
he wasn't the one for her. He ain't about to be the one for me. We ain't about to have this shit awkward. You done been passed around.
Yours,
no.
Like an ashtray.
Ew.
Remember you know, say that?
Passed around like an ashtray. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Yeah, I can't. No, we're not doing that. Absolutely not.
This is for you and your cousin. No, I'm not going to say anything. Don't share secrets.
I be sharing shit.
Like, do you share secrets, like, from you and your girls? Like, if a girl told you something, would you share a secret from another girl, or would you?
No. The only time I do that is within, like, my friend group. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, we all tell each other shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I be knowing. So it's like, I'm never going to share any information that I know they wouldn't tell you. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's only within my friend group. Like, say, for instance, if you was to tell me something today, I'm not going to go tell them. Because you're not in my friend group. You're not going to fucking tell them. You're my friend.
Exactly.
So you're not about to go tell them what you told me because we have a different relationship.
Yeah.
So that's where the boundary is.
I respect that.
Yeah. There's definitely levels.
Because you're not supposed to be saying shit like that.
Yeah. You talking about business?
I'm not going to be like, yo, my boy got every, my boy got all the STDs or something like that.
Oh, no.
I'll be like,
I'm sorry. That's not funny. That's not funny. I laughed kind of hard at that.
Man.
I'm sorry.
I like this one, but I see it happen a lot. Don't let a guy get between you and your friend.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Sisters before mistress.
That's very true. I mean, I personally never had a guy come between anybody that I was cool with. I think just mainly because I'm not about to deal with anybody that my friend or, you know, I had one situation. I'm lying. I had one situation. We were very young though, but tell me if I was wrong. So we used to go up to my uncle's house or whatever. My uncle lived in Delaware. Now, of course, you know, I lived here and my cousin lived in Jersey, but we always used to go over there. So it was boys or whatever that lived around the house. My cousin who lived there, those were his friends. So they would come around. So she really liked this one boy or whatever. She was like in love with him. So they would flirt from time to time to stand in third, but it was never nothing serious. She never, you know, messed around with him. They never dated. I mean, we were kids, but they never dated or whatever. And nothing ever came out of it. So years had went by or whatever. Me and him had became really close, but just as friends. We were just friends. We had became really close. So people would say all the time, like, oh my God, y'all look so cute together. Da, da, da. Like, are y'all in a relationship? And I'd be like, no, like, that's my friend. So one day I kind of looked at him. I was like, damn, he is kind of cute. Like, but I was a kid, you know, very immature of me. So I'm like, damn, he kind of cute. So I asked her. I went to her and I asked her, I say, yo, you know, I think he's attractive or whatever, but I just want to ask you first, like, do you still like him? And she was like, no, I don't like him. Fuck him. Da-da-da-da. Like, started going on a whole tangent about how she ain't like him. Da-da-da-da. So I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. Like, this is great. So me and him started talking or whatever the case may be. And then, you know, she was livid. She was so upset about it. Like, pissed. And I don't know if it's because he started taking me, like, a little bit more seriously. But it's just like, I asked you, though. I asked you. I made sure I asked. And mind you, this wasn't your leftovers. This wasn't your ex. This was just somebody you liked. Y'all never dated. Y'all were never together. It was never a relationship. So I didn't feel like I was crossing the line. And then I asked you for clarity. And you told me, fuck him. That's what you said. She don't listen to this, but I should show her. Because that's what you said. But, yeah, so she definitely felt some type of way for a minute. But do you feel like I was wrong?
Listen, you are not. The fact, so, like, I've done this to a bro by accident. I was in a similar situation, and you were not wrong about it. Was it appropriate? You went the right way? Yes.
I asked.
Actually, like, you legit asked, but emotionally it was not. I had to learn it was inappropriate emotionally.
And I think what it was, she lied.
And that's what I mean.
She didn't tell me the truth about how she really felt about him. And instead, she decided to talk shit when in reality, she really still liked him. And when she was talking shit, it was just coming from a place of, like, hurt, I guess, because they never became anything. But I asked you. I did.
Yep. I asked you. I've done that.
And then you know what? I think it was definitely kind of just karma on my end and why I never did this again, because afterwards, when me and him had our little fling or whatever, it literally ruined our friendship. It ruined our friendship. We were such good friends. I used to tell him everything. Like, we were so close. And us, like, trying to explore whatever type of relationship we thought we could have ruined our friendship. So it was like, in hindsight, I would never do that again. Because it ruined our friendship. It ruined it. Like, I can't even tell you the last time I talked to a boy. That was, like, probably 15 years ago.
God dang.
Yeah, that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think, like, so if they say it, just don't do it. And it's like,
Yeah, if you feel it in your gut that it might be the wrong thing to
don't do it.
If you gotta ask, don't do it.
I've done it before, and I didn't feel bad. Because I'm like, well, you literally told me. You said, nah, bro, do you. It's not that bad. I'm cool with it. And you was pretty much bitching for like, at least I give it 9 months. And he was crying to other girls for 9 months, talking about how I did him dirty.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was upset.
Mm-hmm. Crying every time I seen him near another girl he would get a hug from. And the girls were like, look what you did.
He was hurt.
He was hurt. I was like, that's some shit.
That's actually kind of sad. Don't do this shit no more. Don't do this shit no more. That's actually pretty sad. Damn, I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I don't like when people be crying.
I felt bad too. I was like, damn. But like, don't do it.
Don't
do it.
If you got to ask, if you got a question, just don't.
All right, bet. So 7th, we got 3 more, y'all. 3 more. Help her compose good comeback so when her and boyfriend are at war. Do you do that?
Hell yeah.
You got the
fuck answers? Him. Yeah. Fuck him. I'll tell you exactly what to say, how to say it, when to say it. You give me your phone because I'll say it for you. Because, you know, sometimes people don't be strong enough to say, to be blunt. I'll be ready. I'm the friend. I'll cuss you right out and pretend it's her. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Bet. Because I believe it. I believe it. Your friend's enemy is your enemy.
This one is a tough one. Because I've had too many situations to count where I'm close with both people. I'm cool with both of y'all. So it's just like, damn, y'all really gonna put me in the middle and now I gotta choose? So I'm very big on, like, if anybody knows me, I'm very big on, I'm not choosing. I'll be very quick to be like, this has nothing to do with me. It's very rare. Now, if it's a situation where I don't know this person, you're telling me about them and you don't fuck with them, then nah, I'm not going to fuck with them neither. But if I just had more situations than not of me being in situations where I'm actually cool with both parties. And it just be awkward because it's just like, a lot of times, two things can be true. Like, they both be right. And I'll be like, well, damn. It's like, I can't choose sides because I still fuck with both of y'all. So, that one is kind of hard because I feel like in order to do that, you would not have to know the other person. You can't know the other person. Because if you don't know the other person, it's easier for you to hit your friend back. But if you know the other person, it'd be like, damn. They cool. And then, like, you'd be knowing your friend. Like, I know you stop shit. Like, or I know you did some, you know what I'm saying?
They probably, yeah. And guess what Britt do? What she do? She pump her gas, and after she done, she don't wash her hands. That nasty motherfucker. I think a lot of people do that. We all do that.
Nah, I got the hand sanitizer right in the car.
All
right,
bet.
We don't play with it.
I'm messing.
That's not my fault.
I got the handy sandy. I got the spray.
I don't believe her.
What you pouring some more?
A little bit.
Do it.
You want some more?
Yeah.
We'll split. Split it.
They're like, this man didn't even hardly drinking. I was drinking before we got here. That's not alcoholism, y'all. So, next one. Your bestie develops feelings for a man you dated, and she wants to date him with your permission. Don't judge her. Be back on.
If I'm really off him, fuck it. If I'm really off him and he makes her happy, fuck it. I may look at her a little sideways because then I might question, you know what I mean? Like, I would have to know the timeline. Like, when did you start feeling this way about him? Because now I feel like I might have to keep my eye on you. But if I'm really off him, like, say for instance, it was like 2 exes ago. I don't give a fuck. If anything, I'm gonna warn your ass. Like, you know what I went through. So you better be cautious. I don't know if he the same nigga, but you better watch your back. But yeah, if it's somebody that I'm completely off of, then you got my blessing. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. I wish y'all the best. And I mean that sincerely.
All right. So before we do the last one, right? What counts? I want to know what counts as someone you dated. Because for me, I literally only claim one person because I got to because it was on paper. And another person, I don't know if I want to claim. I only claim two people. Mm-hmm. And I might have been with more than a double digits in the years, right? But I only claim two. What makes you say we dated?
I feel like if it was like a known fact that y'all were in a relationship for like more than 6 months, you low-key gotta claim them. You low-key gotta claim them. Like, if your family met him, you gotta claim that.
Damn.
You gotta claim that. So, for me, I've been in three documented relationships. I've been in three or whatever, but I really want X one nigga off and just say I was in two. But I have been in three documented relationships or whatever. So, yeah, once they meet the family, y'all go together real bad.
Damn.
Yeah. So with meeting your family, how many?
One.
Oh, okay. Oh, it went down.
I met their family, but.
Oh, it diminished. I thought it was going to increase. Oh, okay. Yeah. So
I don't know. Everybody.
You only been in one then.
Yeah. Keep people it still think one. My family still think I'm in a relationship with somebody. I don't know why.
Oh, damn.
They don't know. They don't know who I'm with. My mom don't know I'm single, to be honest.
Shit.
This is wild. I was like, yo, how's you and the girl doing? What girl?
You got like, the streets know.
The streets know.
Saying no, nobody know I'm single.
All right. So last one. If your girl has a first good date, do y'all plan her marriage with the guy right away? Do y'all give her the big picture, be like, hey, this.
I actually had someone do this. And I'm going to support it. Because at this time, you're just in bliss. You know, you're living in fantasy. Of course, it's not real. You're not really getting married. But if you want to start picking out your colors and picking out your bridesmaids, I'm going to support it because I'm going to love seeing you happy. So if this man made you that happy to feel like, you know, we're going to get married, da da da. Cool, so be it. I'm also going to be here to pick you up when you fall flat on your fucking face because you realize this is a fantasy. But for the meantime, while you're in bliss and you're just, you know, completely delusional, I'm going to plan your wedding with you, sis. I'm going to help you pick the colors. We'll pick the venue. We'll, you know, do the guest count and all that. Yeah, I'm with it. I'll support it. Because I'm not about to be the Debbie Downer. But I'm quick to put out a red flag. I'd be like, you believe in a wedding, but then he blitzed in the third. I'm that friend. But if it's like a first date and you really, really enjoyed yourself, I'll support it. Yeah, I'll support it.
That's good. I don't know if I would do that. I'd be like, bro.
I mean, I know it would be weird, but as women, it's like, especially, you know what? Let me back it up. As women at my age, like, I'm at the age where women feel like they should be married. So if one of my friends who are not married starts to kind of jump the gun a little bit, go ahead, sis. I understand.
Do you?
I understand. I understand.
Should be different. Be different for us. They'd be like, guys, I swear to God, some of my guy friends are shy a little bit. What she look like? I'm like, yo.
I mean, it'd be like that because if you going to marry her, you got to be attracted.
Listen, man. What she got money, though? I'm fuck with you. She got money, though. Anyways. Mm. So that was pretty much the last rule. Last tips for the day. What are some tips? What are some tips, Britt? What is one thing you want the audience to know?
I want the audience to know to stick to the girl code. You know, don't do nothing shiesty or conniving to someone you really think is your friend or someone that you really know to be your friend or your close family that became your friend. Because, especially over no man, you know, niggas come and go. You know what I'm saying? Those connections that you make with people can last forever if you, you know, treat people right. So, yeah. Honor the girl code. Treat people like you would want to be treated. Don't be fucking on your friend's man. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
That's very nasty. And if your friend don't look good, tell her. If she look a mess, tell her. If her hair a mess, tell her. Don't do that. Don't do that. It might, and if you gotta water it down, but tell her the truth. Tell her the truth. So yeah, I think the tips that the main tip I want to give is to honor the girl code. Honor the girl code and the world will be a better place.
Please do. Don't be fighting over niggas.
Yeah, don't be fighting. Especially fist fighting. Ew, that's ghetto.
Yes, it is. That's too ghetto. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I bet you would do. Don't forget about YouTube and subscribing. Don't forget about sending us a message and a question. And don't forget to check out the website at mediumghettopodcast.com. Roll the credits. Woo!
Plumber pants activate. Oh, next time we got a game earlier, I feel like we hit that like.
Medium ghetto when we think you watching for listening, viewing and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts and for summers to cap. We can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret. Just tell them we medium ghetto. It's all in the name. Yeah.